Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, where we were joined by comedian and Manchester United fan Danny McLaughlin.
Yeah, funny man.
He was
funny
on good
man.
Form.
Yeah, very good form. Looking forward. I think he's excited about Ronaldo.
Well, sort of.
Oh,
that was a very interesting reaction. We also, who else did we speak to today?
We spoke to
Ali Ross.
Ali Ross was fantastic.
Tartan Army foot soldier, robbed of the chance to go to Copenhagen for the game this evening, which is a terrible blow. So we had a chat with him. We had a bit of a chat. You got involved.
I got involved. We had lots of stuff. We had lots of very nice little towns.
I think that'll keep you going. Yeah, that'll keep you going. Here it all is. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Pinch Punch, first of the month. Do you do that, Paul?
Not as an adult. I didn't do anybody on the train today.
Oh, I'm an avid player.
So, do you, but with strangers?
No, not with strangers, but with family.
Oh,
and
really?
They'll often get woken up. Kids, even my kids now, my five-year-old daughter, Pinch Punch, first of the month. I mean, she has called Childline a few times, Paul, but we have to explain.
Yeah.
It's part of it, yeah.
I mean, if you do it to a stranger and just say, it's technically assault, isn't it? Really?
I did wonder how it came about.
And it'd be hard as the prosecuting counsel stood there and said, you're telling me an adult, a man in his 40s, pinched the stranger, then punched the stranger because it was the 1st of September.
Escalated it.
Well, yeah. And the judge, he's looking over the top of his glasses. You're going down, Charlie.
Who's the first person?
Going down with the Arsenal.
Who's the first person to do it, Paul? You know, oh, it's a game. Pinch, punch.
Yeah.
First of the month. Doesn't even rhyme, probably.
Somebody
does
quite violent. Vladley Impaler.
I've always thought that would be the knock-knock joke, Paul. Who was the first, but... right, knock knock. Now you say.
Oh yeah.
Sort of ruins the joke,
doesn't it?
You say who's there,
right,
and I say, you know,
who was the first
big
person
issue,
ever?
And you say big issue, and I say no, thank you very much.
Now, talking of which, we're going to be looking at the origins and derivations of well known phrases and myths and everything around sport today, in a new book called Games People Played, and it is there's some fantastic myth busting going on, and also myth busting yesterday in his first press conference as an England player was Patrick Bamford.
Yes.
Now, whenever you mention the name Patrick Bamford, Max Rushton just says, a grade 7 violin. That's the one fact he knows about Patrick Bamford.
Yeah.
So,
and is that a true fact, Paul?
Well, it is.
Ah, okay.
It's one of the few things that people think about Patrick Bamford that is true, because he nailed a few of the myths yesterday. Yeah, grade 7 violin, that is true, as Max has always told us. Some of the things that aren't true is that his father is the billionaire owner of JCB. He said when he went
Bamford,
to Leeds...
Bamford, J.C. Bamford, is it?
I don't know
if that's the B in B.
I've got no idea. When he went to Leeds, one of the coaches said, I think it's great that you've still played the game, despite the fact you probably don't need to work again. And he said, what are you talking about? So
back, isn't it? Because of Sean Dyche, he says, was, you know, inverted...
Snobbery. He did sort of into that. The other story they say about him is that he could have gone to Harvard. Well, kind of. He went for a football scholarship in that part of the world, and Harvard came forward and said they'd be interested, because obviously he was a hot prospect. But he said, I was never going to do it. I was always going to play football professionally rather than do that. The other myths about him is that he speaks four languages fluently. He said, no, I don't. He said, I speak a bit of French. And I understand Spanish, but I can't speak it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, all these, because he's a bit by footballer sense, a bit posh. And he's admitted
a brain
that whole
head,
thing, yeah, is that inverted snobbery has changed a bit. But it did strike me that it might be within reason, talk sport listeners, that maybe you'd like to invent a few myths,
yeah,
about existing professional footballers now. Obviously, we'll stay on the right side of legal. Like, I don't think Patrick's going to come after us if we suggest he's got a grade 7 violin. Yeah,
not just for Patrick Bamford, either. Anybody. All footballers,
yeah, if you want to come up with an interesting fact that could grow into a myth, much like the JCB billionaire.
Yeah.
Grade 7 violin could have gone to Harvard.
We can get out of the way now as well. You know,
there's certain
need
players we're
Jordan
steering
Jordan Ayew is apparently a striker or something like that.
No, we don't need any of that.
We rubbish.
Don't need them. We just basically, you want to come up with a few alternatives. Let's create a few myths this afternoon, yeah, about some of our leading players. Talksport.com. Text 81089, tweet to TSHNJ, that's TSHANDJ. And the first of an occasional series today, of one that I'm sure is going to take off,
oh,
Charlie.
Yeah. Okay.
Footballers that sound like villagers.
Oh, how nice.
This now, let lovely. Me give you okay. an example. The way you've got to start this, because we always used to have this thing about Bernard Hopkins. You know, we'd always say Bernard Hopkins, but we call him. And we'd say, you should see my man, like he sounded like an accountant, not a boxer. But as soon as he becomes Bernard Hopkins and not Bernard Hopkins, suddenly you're saying,
Bernie,
you should see my man Bernard Hopkins, he'll save you a hell of a lot of money. So we used to go down that route. But now I was thinking, Barnett have announced a loan signing. And he reminded me of a lovely little village just outside of Oxford.
Okay, lovely.
And I'd say to you, Charlie,
there's a great pub. There's a great pub. There's
yeah,
good
it's
food.
A lovely pub. Really good food. It's all right. Traditional oak beans.
Go on a
listed.
Nice walk around it first. Yeah.
Let me give you the guy's name. He's just gone on loan to Barnett yesterday, and he said, "I've just moved to this lovely little village just outside of Oxford called Aston Oxborough."
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You can see it, can't you?
Yeah.
You're now entering
very nice.
Aston Oxborough.
Please drive slowly.
Please drive slowly. Yeah. So, I hope you don't mind this, Aston. You are the springboard this afternoon. So, just move this. And a lovely pub. So, build it, if you like. Build it as much
build
as you'd like.
Us.
You've just moved to this lovely little village just outside Oxford called, and we were looking for the players that would fit.
None of the new houses that are springing up everywhere in the whole country.
We don't want Barrett homes.
They're not being thrown up in Aston Oxborough.
No, it's all Greenbelt.
Yeah.
We all got together and we lent on the local councillor. They were trying to build. But anyway, so let us know. It's in the Doomsday Book, apparently.
Is it?
Aston Oxborough. It's in the Doomsday Book. That's another one they like. Go on then, let your imagination run wild. We've set you to work today. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. John says that Ashley Barnes' hair transplant was used with the hair of Diego Maradona that was smuggled from a barber's in Argentina 10 years ago.
Well, there we are.
That's what about that? I never
knew that. I knew he played
ruffle,
for Talk. I knew he played for Torquay United.
If you ruffle Ashley's hair, you're touching the hair of a genius.
The hair of God.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it is.
Anyway, so there, but the myths have started already. Just some of the things that aren't true about professional footballers.
Oh, here we go, Paul. Ian Rush is related to one of the Mr. Men.
That's great, isn't it?
Mr. Strong? No,
Mr. Finisher. Mr. Yeah, I don't know what it would be. Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Tash. Talking of which, Charlie Baker has he's got rid of the beard,
yeah,
and he's just gone Tash.
I've just gone for the
full Bubbins.
Tom Selleck I've gone for.
Yeah, it's a
Tom
good
Selleck.
Look.
And people have said to me, oh, Ted Lasso, and I've not seen...
It's got a bit of Ted
famously
Lasso,
not
it?
Seen Ted Lasso, because we had one of the stars of... Ted
yeah,
Lasso
Brett Goldstein came on. You admitted to him that he's a friend of yours.
It.
You hadn't seen a minute of it.
And I always like to think. I always like to be just behind the curveball.
Yeah,
just
that's the key.
That's just behind
it's
it.
It's a career
you know.
Hallmark.
Yeah.
just behind the curve. Just
what's
off the cool? pace.
Oh, I'll get that in a couple of months.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I've just bought a lovely little place in Linden Dykes in Cotswolds.
Oh, it's lovely. Good.
Linden
lovely,
Dykes.
Good stuff.
We're doing this afternoon because we are looking for other footballers that sound like beautiful villages just outside of Oxford.
Linden
this is
Dykes.
Because Barnet have signed the little village of Aston Oxborough. I've 2 years I've been in Aston Oxborough. I can't touch the house. It's listed. I wanted a repair done. I had to use plastic. Plaster with badger hair in it.
It's a conservation area.
It's a conservation area. Exactly, we can't do any work on the house. William, I wanted you PVC, but the council said no.
And William Taylor says there's a lovely chippy in the village of Cole Stockton.
Cole Stockton, lovely, isn't it? Lovely. Yes. Chris says, I've just had an extension built on my two up, two down in Maitland Niles.
Oh, it's lovely there, isn't
lovely
it?
Lovely part of the world.
Really is.
Anyway, yeah, keep those coming. Sound a bit like villages. And myths about footballers, things you... completely made up because it was Patrick Bamford who had to dispel a few myths yesterday about him being the son of a billionaire and, you know, speaking four languages. According to one of the listeners, Bobby Zamora once paid for hard hats for all seats in rows. No, it's a bit of football satire. We told you not to do that. Grow up.
We didn't want that.
We didn't want those.
We've had a lovely one about Danny Welbeck's granddad being a bomb disposal expert called Stan Welbeck.
See, that's... We don't want that nonsense. We want myths.
Thank you for that.
Wayne Rooney keeps pigeons, says...
I mean, that could just be true.
Kevin, yeah, that's something that could just be true. Well,
who's spreading that rumour?
Anyway, keep them coming.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Manchester United fan comedian Danny McLaughlin joins us a little bit later on. Very excited about the arrival of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
we deliberately didn't talk Manchester United with Alex Crook when we rounded up the winners and losers because I think they're accepted to be one of the real winners in this window with the business that they did. Maybe they're a titled tilt is on the cards because of the business they did. But Danny will join us later on. We'll chat about a new book on the global history of sport, say it does dispel a few myths. And just to remind you again, as Patrick Bamford spoke to the press as an England player for the first time, he dispelled a few myths. He's not the billionaire son of a billionaire JCB owner. He's not able to speak four languages. He has got grade 7 violin. That he can't cover.
That is true.
He could have kind of gone to Harvard, but never really bothered. So he dispelled a few myths. So we're asking you to come up with a few myths about... leading footballers today, and Jamie in Scotland tells us that Gary Neville was the British under 13 BMX champion. He had to stop after it was brought to Alex Ferguson's attention as he was worried about serious injuries.
Can see him doing a few endos, they sound quite believable. Ryan from Portsmouth, John Aldridge has the third largest stamp collection in the UK, behind Graham Penrose from Bexhill-on-Sea and Mark MacDonald from Dunfermline.
Lovely. Lovely bit of
insight. Mention the other two lads as well.
And footballers that sound like quintessential English villages. I've just bought a lovely pile just outside Aston Oxborough in Oxfordshire. Aston is the new Barnet goalkeeper that was signed yesterday. So you're adding to those this afternoon. Have we had any decent ones?
Yeah, have you seen the house development plans for Corley Woodrow? We need to contact the parish council immediately.
Yes, we must. We certainly must.
Thank you, Pearls
and
Grundy.
I've just visited a lovely National Trust property, says Daz, in Kiernan-Dewsbury.
Kiernan-Dewsbury Hall, yes.
Yeah, Kiernan-Dewsbury Hall. Beautiful.
Oh, lovely, that's nice.
Leicester City midfielder he puts in brackets, which slightly kills it, doesn't it, really? You have to say slightly, they are.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't start trawling the youth teams for them. Well, having said that, old Aston Oxbury, he's quite a young lad, isn't he? Anyway, talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. And I'm sure there's been times during the pandemic where you've thought to yourself, if we didn't have the pandemic, I know exactly where I'd be now. I'd be sitting outside my usual bar in Torremolinos, whatever, with a pint of San Miguel with my shirt off. Everybody kind of has had those moments where they've thought like that.
What a lovely image you painted of yourself there.
Well,
one for the mums listening.
For example, in my string vest.
2021.
But our next guest knows full well he'd be standing in a town square in Copenhagen with a pint of something cold in his hand, singing all sorts of Scottish football songs, basically in a kilt. Along with a lot of other men dressed very similarly. He is a member of the Tartan. He's a Tartan Army foot soldier. He would have been at this game. It's Denmark versus Scotland. We got it live this evening. Ali Ross, the Sun's very own, joins us now. Good afternoon, Ali.
Hi, I would, Paul. I'd be in the fountain.
Yeah, you would be. Is it obligatory to get into a fountain when you travel abroad with Scotland?
I've done it in Trafalgar Square. It's really unpleasant. You just think,
what have I done this for?
That's the rest of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get the train back to Glasgow as well. Yeah. Stupid. When will I ever learn?
It is. It's so much. I mean, you are a regular, and I suppose it's your social circle. It's people you probably only see when you're on the road with Scotland. It's a unit of all football fans that like to go to a lot of away games or travel or watch their country play. It's a big part of your life.
Exactly. Yeah, I've missed it like nothing else. Mm. There were I think 8 of us going over to Copenhagen and Vienna, which is for the time. I mean, that's a dream double header.
Yeah.
I mean, we might not get a single point, but wow, what a good time we'd have.
Yeah. Expensive pints in Copenhagen.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's expensive there. Yeah.
And the famous statue there is, of course, also a fountain, isn't it? Of the little boy weeing into the sea or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Getting all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, that's Brussels. I think the Little Mermaid.
I've mixed up my fountain.
Yeah. Well, you're speaking to an expert on fountains.
Sorry, Ali, I do apologise.
This man should have fountains all over the world.
You've seen one fountain, you've seen them all.
I've embarrassed myself.
You've seen one fountain. We should have got Trevi Francis on, shouldn't we? Come on. Let's have your fountain-based football. Let's not. What happens? Do the Tartan Army, do they congregate anywhere else? Is there a coming together at some point?
Discussions are ongoing amongst the London-based fraternity. Mm. There is a pub just off Fleet Street where everyone goes.
Right.
It's one thing that's missing from London is a Scottish bar. The Irish bar is everywhere, but no discernible place where we would just naturally meet. We wouldn't have to be told to, but it's flipping heartbreaking not being there. I kind of measure my life by these trips, and it may sound a bit bleak when it's all based around Scotland, but it's just a fact.
Keep it light. When you say a Scottish bar, do you mean one of those sort of boarded up windows ones that you see, like there's not a shred of daylight inside
them? Do you want to work in Edinburgh again?
Just sort of one guy outside just smoking a tap.
Slightly rocky ground. I remember once going to Ibrox watch a Rangers Celtic game, and so we have a pint before the match. I said, there's a pub there. We said, oh no, we can't go in there.
Don't go in there. You get the vibe.
I don't know what it was about the place, but we were warned off. But what about tonight from a football point of view? Because you've not made a bad start to qualifying. A couple of draws and a win. Although the Danes...
We should have taken Austria at home. Mm. Steve Clarke's quite a cautious manager, to say the least, as you probably would have seen during the European Championships. So, and we drew away with Israel as well, who were there for the taking. So the crucial game is Vienna. You need to come out of that without being beaten and give us something to aim at. Not least because I've now had to redirect all my holidays, and I'm going to go to Moldova in November, hopefully.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It's stop off in Bucharest on the way. You want a bit of that, don't you, Paul?
Yes.
That sounds like a good trip.
That does sound like a
will
good
Major
trip.
Be going to Vienna at all, Ali? I know it means nothing to him, but yeah, you know.
Today he's been making himself laugh all day. I'm a bit worried about him. So,
our third choice goalkeeper.
Yeah, he's taking his boots.
Yeah. So you take a point tonight because they're decent, the Danes,
definitely.
Aren't they?
Yeah. I think Dolberg and Braithwaite are both out for them. They don't have the troubles to seek injury wise either. There's seven of them missing. For one reason and another.
Yeah.
I think they can probably cope with the injuries a wee bit better than us. Just, for goodness sakes, play Billy Gilmore from the start this time, because that's what was missing in the two games we lost at the Euro.
Yeah.
Someone who passes to the same members of his team.
Imagine that.
No, he was great against England, and then obviously the issues with the virus, and that was the end of that. He did play very well. Yeah, goalkeeper you mentioned could be third choice. You've got two young lads, or Craig Gordon. It probably will play Craig Gordon, you would think, wouldn't he, this evening?
Yeah, it's one for the older head, I think, tonight.
Mm.
Which is a fixture that's really crept up on me without
the
travel arrangements, the fountain, the hangover, the paracetamol and all that. It feels like it's almost not happening. I've got to get my game face on.
Yeah. And a short-lived European adventure for your club side, Aberdeen.
That was a shame.
Well, you had to go and bring that up.
Yeah. Were you hoping for better?
Hoping, but not really expecting. Mm. Going to beaten by a carrier bag, didn't we?
You were beaten by a carrier bag, basically.
It's been on the cards for a few years.
Yeah. Well,
and then buying no one in the transfer window.
No,
absolutely
that's...
no one.
Some of those bags for life are pretty strong, though.
They are.
So, you know.
they could. So
there's
look,
no easy bags in Europe.
There are no easy bags. Enjoy tonight's game, Ali.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Good luck to Scotland, and we will catch up with you soon.
Do take care, like.
Cheers, Ali.
There we are. The Sun's excellent TV columnist, Ali Ross. Fine column every week. We highly recommend it. And you can listen to that game if you're not able to be there. Talk Sport 2. Alex Cook, your commentator. Chris Awelamo, 7:45 kickoff, Denmark versus Scotland.
Very nice. Very nice. Former journeyman, if you say it quickly. Ben Alnwick. Sounds like a lovely place to go for an afternoon tea. Just off to Ben Alnwick.
He's an Annick.
Ben Annick. Just a little island off it's off lovely. The Hebrides.
It'd be better if his name was Glenn. He'd be up in Scotland.
Oh, perfect,
wouldn't he?
Yeah, lovely.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You were wondering earlier on, Charlie, whether there was anybody out there called Juan Fuerte. And there is. Mark Carter's found him. He's a Mexican painter. Fantastic. We'll have to get him on as a guest.
It wasn't wondering just out of nowhere. You said Juan Fuerte for something.
I said it's Juan Fuerte. So I got it completely wrong. But
how lovely.
Would be brilliant, wouldn't it? To make an appointment with him. Table for...
It's the old dentist joke, isn't it?
Yeah, a table for two, please. Yes, certainly, sir. What's the name? Juan Fuerte. Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, right, mate.
What? Yeah, okay. You've made your point. I know you want lunch, but if you've been there for hours, who's on first? Poor old Juan.
Juan Fuerte.
Anyway, let's hear from Cristiano Ronaldo. He's been speaking to MU TV, and he admits that his former gaffer, Sir Alex Ferguson, played a key role in his decision to move back to Old Trafford.
Since I signed for Manchester with 18, Sir Alex Ferguson was the key. I remember when we played against Manchester, I was in Sporting Lisbon. And for me, Sir Alex Ferguson is like a father in football for me. He helped me a lot, teach me many things. And in my opinion, of course, he had a big role because the relationship that we had, we keep in touch all the time. It's an unbelievable person, and I really like him a lot. And he was the main key for me to be in the position that I am, that I signed for Manchester United.
Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo chatting to MUTV, and when we spoke to Alex Crook earlier on about the winners and losers of the window, we deliberately kept our powder dry with Manchester United. I think widely accepted, had a fantastic window. That's because our next guest is a Manchester United fan, comedian Danny McLaughlin. Danny, good afternoon.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, good, Danny.
Good, yeah.
Are you excited?
About Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I don't know, Charlie. I've got a little bit of trepidation. These returns don't normally work out. You look at Bale, yeah. Henry, Dirty Den back in EastEnders. It never works as good as you think it's going to do. So I don't know. Obviously, I was excited that I think weirdly, as like a bitter United fan, I was more excited that he just didn't go to City.
Yeah, because that was on the cards, wasn't it, for a while? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, was it like it was a spoiler? I mean, you don't spend that kind of money for just to annoy
it's
City.
A spite store.
Yeah, like yeah. In, it's the sort of thing PSG might do, yeah. But I'm not sure Manchester United would. But I mean, he's a very different, a bit like I'm a Tottenham fan, Danny, a bit like we had with Bale. You have to accept that it's a very different sort of player coming back. But in and around the box, he proved in Italy last year, he's still deadly, isn't he?
Yeah, he still knows where the net is. I'm just worried about, I think Serie A is a myth, isn't it? I think, like, if you look at Ashley Young was, like, smashing it in Serie A. Alexis Sanchez had a good season. I'm always just a bit wary about the Premier League. It's a different kettle of fish, and I just don't know. I don't know whether he can come and do it. But I think it's an upgrade. Cavani was great last year, and it's an upgrade on Cavani. So even if it's just sort of Cavani but a little bit better, I think we'll be okay.
Do you think him and Cavani are fighting over the number 7 shirt at the moment?
They're trying to come to an amicable agreement, aren't they? To try and give him Dan James 21 shirt so he's out, because that's what he wears for Uruguay.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the rumour, is that, he's had Dan James's 21 and then Ronaldo can have the 7. I was quite looking forward to CR 28, to be honest.
See, it's not the same, isn't it? Not I mean, apparently, they were saying that the Manchester United club shop still has sort of CR7 stuff in there, even though he's not been there for ages. It's still a lucrative line.
What are your memories of him? What are your memories of him first time round, Danny?
It was great. It was because weirdly, the thing I remember the most is that horrible jumper that he had on when he signed.
Yeah,
that weird multicolored jumper on, and he had like the snaggle tooth and the weird hair. And I was just like, this kid is not Ronaldinho. That's who we all wanted.
Yeah,
we all thought we were going to sign Ronaldinho. We ended up with this kid from Sporting Lisbon who had a good game in a friendly, and then he had that debut against Bolton, and like I think Ricardo Gardner probably still has nightmares about it to this day. And he was just dead exciting, and it was just great to see. Then he had a weird dip, and I remember like this. You might laugh at me, Charlie. Obviously, we've known each other a long time. I've never divulged this to anyone, but I remember when Ronaldo had his little dip in his like second season, where I was like, just get rid of him and get Aaron Leonard.
Well,
he's got end product, Aaron Leonard. He'll beat a man and whip it in, Ronaldo, because this is when he was dancing on it a lot and like he was upsetting Van Nistelrooy. And I just remember trying to swap him for Aaron Lennon, who was still playing in the league, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's gone to Burnley again, still going.
Still playing, both still playing.
Yeah.
But not as many Ballon d'Ors.
No, not quite as many. The Varane, I mean, we saw the other day.
That's
a great bit of business. I mean, Andy, who I often do the show with, Andy Jacobs, he thinks really under Solskjaer, it doesn't matter who you sign, he thinks he's not quite up to the job. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, it seems like that. It's weird with Solskjaer. I think Solskjaer needs to do, strangely, what Fergie did. And Fergie was always good at delegating, and he always surrounded himself with good coaches, with Kieros especially.
That's a good sign.
And I think if someone in there who's like a proper coach next to Solskjaer, someone like, I don't know, like Paul Clement, or, you know, someone like that who's like a great number two, I think he'll be better. His man management is obviously top-notch. I just think it's his game management that sometimes you're waiting on a sub. He might... his team selection sometimes. I don't know what Fred's got on him.
Well, that's like,
weird.
That was the feeling, wasn't it? If they were going to be, you know, you look at what you've got if you're going to win the league, and people might have said, well, you needed a bit more quality in sort of central midfield. That might have been somewhere else they could have strengthened.
Yeah, a lot of United fans are pointing to the fact that Liverpool won the league without a great midfield. Like, you could argue that their midfield at that time wasn't as good as the rest of their team, is what I mean.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening at United. But obviously I think Klopp is a better coach than Ollie, and I think he could get the best out of Wijnaldum and players like that. And I can't see Fred going up a notch. Like, I can't see him just waking up one day and knowing how to pass it. I like McTominay, but I think he's the one that you want in there with an experienced player, and then he could come along. They need Carrick back. While they're bringing people back,
he stood on the bench. That's true. I mean, he could still turn it on. He didn't. I mean, you know, running was never his thing.
Bring Keane back. You know,
bring passing. Really.
Get them all back.
Bring them all back.
Just bring them all back.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you think he starts? Do you think
Veron? I'd love to see Seba.
Yeah,
Veron back.
Bring Veron back.
Do you think he starts, Danny? Do you think will he be super sub? Because if he's super sub, what's Mason Greenwood going to do?
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
He absolutely starts. He's like, he's got to start.
I think he'd have an expectation that he starts. He doesn't strike me as the sort of bloke to be happy on the bench, really, as an impact sub.
Yeah, and I think Cavani's behaviour, like, sort of if you read into what's been going on, like, there was rumours he didn't want to not go to Uruguay or... He's like, there was all that stuff where he was flirting with Boca Juniors in the summer. He wasn't sure whether he was staying. And I think that sort of played into Solskjaer's hands now because he can just say, oh, look, Ronaldo's Ronaldo and you've been umming and ahhing about whether you actually want to be here. So Ronaldo starts. I do like Cavani, don't get me wrong, but I think they're very similar players. I don't think you need them both there.
You are touring, we understand. Is that right?
Doing a little bit of a tour next year, mainly in the north. In the northwest, just in sort of March and April, spring next year, yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of the tour, Danny?
It's called More Fire.
More Fire. Right.
Is there a theme?
No, it's just me talking for an hour.
Danny is very, very good at doing very, very specific niche references to things that you will either 100% get and recognise or it will completely go over your mind.
Oh, all for that.
Very, very good at that. And you also have a podcast, Daniel, don't you? Damn Daniel. And on that podcast, we've been laughing today because Paul earlier on said it was Juan Fuerte. And we
Juan
said,
Fuerte,
what a great name. And we found a Mexican painter called Juan Fuerte. One of the things you do on your Damn Daniel podcast is imagine if your name was my favourite ever being imagine if your name was Georgia Tazda, which did make me laugh. But what are your favourite ones of those, Danny?
Well, weirdly, in like an Inception sort of one, we asked the Twitter followers, the fans on Twitter, to sort of change their Twitter handles. And the best one I saw was Imogen, if your name was. but there's been loads of good ones. Double barreled name, Laura Abiding Citizen.
Oh, the Abiding Citizen family, yeah.
Lovely, yeah. Good stuff. But so your podcast, you do it two or three times a week, don't you? You've got your own. They're all very professional, these podcasts now.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, they've got their own studios and they film them and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, blimey.
So you're a funny man, Danny, and you're on tour with More Fire. And your podcast, Damn Daniel, brilliant.
Nice. And and you're going to win the league this year?
Chester might. Well, they probably will. I can't see United winning the league. I mean, my team have got a good side this year. We might win the league. But I can't see United winning the league. I think City are too strong. I think Chelsea are strong.
Yeah.
And people forget, it's weird how people have forgotten that Liverpool exist.
Yeah, that's very true. They are being slightly written off for absolutely no reason whatsoever. So, look, Danny, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Danny.
All the best. There's Danny McLaughlin there, comedian, Manchester United. I found a realist take. Really.
Yeah.
It's a slightly jaundiced.
Veron, calling for Veron back. I mean,
You heard it here, yeah. Bring him back. We'll ask Tim Vickery if he's still in. He's at playing speed. He joins us from Rio a little bit later. I wonder what he's doing today
when Sebastian Veron...
I don't know, he's probably having a... What's the time now in Argentina?
Spending his Chelsea money, is he?
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to, Charlie. We'll find out.
Let's find out. Good
leave
idea.
It with me.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, TalkSport's new game, Big Five, is giving you a chance to win a share of £5,000. The game is simple to play. Predict five fixtures and boost your score with three deciders. The top 25% win a share of the prize pool. So even if all your predictions don't come off, you've still got a chance to win. So what do they do now, Charlie? Do you know?
I don't have the read, Paul, but I can make it. I have got it.
Oh,
here we
okay.
go.
Fair enough. Yeah.
There we go. So you can head to TalkSport.com/selector and turn your predictions into cash with TalkSport's Big Five. Entries cost £5 and close Saturday, 11th of September at midday. Go to TalkSport.com/selector now. 18+. T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org. Please gamble responsibly.
That's right, yeah. We've been asking you today about footballers that sound like lovely villages just outside Oxford. And it was kicked off by the new Barnet keeper, Aston Oxborough. I just bought a lovely little house there. Listed place. 16th century. Can't touch it, of course. But it's a joy.
Everyone gets fishing rights.
Yeah, we got the fishing rights for the air. It's lovely. Lovely jetty on the back. Harry says, I've just booked a holiday to the south of France. I'm staying in a lovely little seaside resort called Saint-Maximin. Beautiful.
But
Harry,
it's lovely.
Have
there.
A lovely time.
A lovely
Harry.
White sandy
Enjoy
beach there.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
our friend, someone anonymous, has turned it on its head, and it's a lovely idea. Going to give you an English town that should be a footballer, and that's Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, that's
it
true.
Should be,
yeah,
shouldn't
there
it?
Should
you
be,
know,
there should be a Leighton
Newport
Buzzard.
Newport Pagnell plays up front.
Yeah, that's right. We were chatting to Danny McLaughlin, the Manchester United supporting comedian, earlier on, and on his podcast. They do enjoy having people come up with interesting names, and one of the best from his followers on Twitter was, I'd love to meet someone, a lady called Laura Biding Citizen from the Biding Citizen family. Our old mate Crackers, who we spoke to yesterday outside the Spurs training ground.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his mate Pete have been doing these for years, find them and send them to each other. And he's always been keen to meet a bloke called Al Nesting Box. All right, Al.
All right, Al Nesting Box.
Al Nesting Box. Oh, yeah, that would be very nice. Thank you, Crackers, for that. Now, talking of the animal kingdom, Charlie, the picture of the day comes from Russia. And this is a young lady. She's only 24. Her name is Veronika Dichter. She has a bear. She has a pet bear. Mm-hmm. It's a Himalayan bear.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, as tame as a bear can get, it's tame. And look at the picture, Charlie. I'll show the camera too. She drives it around. The bear sits in the passenger seat.
No, that's too much.
And the picture we're describing is this big, it's a proper bear.
Proper bear.
Full-size bear, arm out the window, leaning out, looking at the camera with her in the driving seat.
It looks like a sort of bloke dressed up, you know. It looks like a van driver or a coach driver, you know, going.
So
you know,
he's like, but the thing was, imagine like at the lights. You just sort of suddenly look over at the lights.
Those things never end well, do they, Paul? It always ends with them, the bear turned.
Yeah, that's true. There's always that. And people always say, well, you know, what did she expect? Yeah. You know, the thing is, if it happens halfway up the motorway, other people could get involved as well, couldn't they? But she said, oh, he loves going for a drive. Well, I'm sure he does. She says he has a positive attitude towards car trips. Because of his curious nature. He's quite curious.
Yeah, he's a bear.
I'm a people bear, he says. I just like to meet people. He's interested in the steering wheel, which I'd be quite worried about, 80 mile an hour.
Give us a look at that.
I just imagine, like, if he decides, I mean, who's going to argue with him? If he decides he wants to take his test, I'm not arguing with him. He turns up at the test centre. Do they say
you've
what his
failed.
Name is?
He's just you failed on your highway code.
Well, I'm afraid you failed. And then the bear just looks at the bloke and says, no, you haven't. Actually, no, you've very much passed. Who's going to turn him down?
No, it's not.
There's no bear driving a car there, so not quite sport. But
James in Essex has been in touch, Paul. James Milner is the holder of the British record for barbel.
Is that right?
Well, he caught a splendid 22-pound specimen on the River Trent when he was a young Leeds player. The record still stands to this day.
Nice.
Hard, difficult to catch a barbel, Paul, you know. It's one of those all-night jobs, a barbel.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What are they like, lunch and meat on a pole?
No, they're a big long thing with big spiky barbels coming out of there.
Is that what they're called? No. You've never caught one, though, Charlie?
Never caught one.
What's your dream catch? Do you know if it's just how you want to catch?
Well, like Bob, we had Bob and Paul on
talking about Gone Fishing, which was brilliant, wasn't it? The first show
fantastic.
On Sunny was fantastic.
Really good. They were in the Outer Hebrides and they caught a beautiful sea trout. Was it sea trout or sea salmon they caught?
Sea trout they were catching.
Sea trout,
yeah, lovely.
I'm all about, I'm pretty new to it all, but I'm not one of these people who goes camping and stays out for 3 days. I've got a theory that a lot of sports are for men to get out of the house for as long as possible.
Right, you know, like that's why, not you, Charlie.
That's why Test cricket is 5 days long, etc. cycling is 3 weeks in the Tour de France. You can go away from them. A lot of carp fishermen, they'll go, I'm off carp fishing, I've got to be there for 4 days or something, you know, and you go, oh, goodness me, well, good luck with that. I don't know how people get the time to go and do it. But so I like turning up, a 2-hour session is my ideal.
Right.
2-hour session on a spinner and just perch or, you know, a pike. When I caught a pike, it was a great, great day. But the trouble is, when you're a new fisherman.
As you are. I mean, you said you admitted the show.
It's great.
The team
until,
show brought you to it.
It's great until you've actually got the fish.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to deal with an actual live fish just on the bank there.
Imagine dealing with a live bear in the passenger seat. You'd be no good, would you?
Yeah, I'm a bit twitchy with animals.
What is it? What you're frightened of? It's going to jump out of your hands?
I don't. Well, with the pike, you have to sort of reach into its gills.
Oh, yeah.
To get the hook out. And, yeah. You know, obviously use barbless hook. We'll have your hand off. We'll have your hand off, indeed. I was like birds inside, like flappy birds. You know, I'm not a big fan of that. Oh. My cat,
you know Chris Packer,
my cat as a kid.
You're not going to get the Autumn Watch gig, are you?
I came down for school one morning as a kid, and my cat had brought in a full flapping seagull. Like...
What, riding it like something from Game of Thrones?
Through the cat flap, it dragged in full, and it was like half dead, half alive. They're big seagulls. Well, so having one in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
So went back to bed, pretended I hadn't seen it.
left me dad.
Oh, yeah, no, it was me, left me dad. That's a dad job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's not for me. No, if I came down now, I know it would be my job. And that
you're lucky
baton would be passed
on. The cat often likes to give it as a gift. He tries to bring it out and put it on your bed.
That's what he's doing. Look what I've got for you now.
Oh, yeah, anybody who's had cats will know, fancy a mouse, Dad. Look at this. Nice 7 o'clock in the morning. A little mouse, half-dead mouse on your pillow.
He'll tail out of his mouth.
Have some of that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. We do it all again tomorrow. We'll have the birthday spread. I look at the producer. Have we got anything else in so far? You don't know, do you?
Who knows?
Grace,
birthday
shrugging.
Spread. I'm 2-1 up on Paul.
Forward planning.
We're rarely
troubled by forward planning on this show. Don't worry about that.
Who knows? Something will turn up. Is that? Mr. Micawber producing this week.
Yeah, he is. Will Greenwood will be joining us.
Fabulous.
Talk a bit of City and a bit of rugby. Great. Almost certainly. Obviously, if he's prepared to. A bit much of Will Greenwood came on and says, oh, come on, but I won't talk about City or rugby. What's the point,
What do you want to talk about?
Not that he's going to do that.
Play the hits.
Anyway, we'll do that tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.